Joe's Corner comes around again tomorrow morning at 9:10 with Amusers in the Morning, Dunham and Miller on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. Tomorrow we will be out at Boston's Gourmet Pizza in Irving, which is on Marketplace near MacArthur and LBJ. So come see us out there. We're about to turn the Kobe press conference watch over to Big Dick Hunter.
Yes, thank you. We will be keeping an eye on that. Man, what an unusual turn of events. I was just asking Greg O'Reilly, did you read that Sports Illustrated article over the weekend about the Kobe blood evidence? Did you see that?
I guess I didn't.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up tonight anyway, because it sounded like not that they were going to be able to convict necessarily, but that they might have had a little bit of a stronger case with the blood evidence and what was on his shirt and stuff than the DNA, because it was the blood evidence that they used to convict Mike Tyson. Similar deal.
Right.
So the question may be asked, then if they
had that, why would they be so quick to drop the charges?
That's a good question.
Maybe she's had it.
Yeah.
Maybe she's had it with it.
Well, see, okay, that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like to me that she knew that she was going to be able to profiteer from this at one point or another, and in this case it's sooner, as opposed to going through the whole criminal trial and then maybe a civil trial and then chasing him for money and all that kind of stuff. But I suppose we'll spend quite a bit of time, at least the first part of the show, talking about that tonight. We'll talk about it anyway, but cover the press conference too. And then also at 10:30, I did this thing last week. I had a P1 up here, and it was almost kind of an accident. Once we got him up here, found out he plays basketball at Baylor on the team and has played on the team for the last 3 years. He's one of only two guys left on that team that played with Carlton Dodson and Patrick Dennehy. And he went on for a good long segment about just what that was like, being in that scene, what Dave Bliss was like, finding out about it, when he found out. And one thing, you know, he didn't tell us anything we didn't already know, but it was really creepy to hear the personal perspective of someone that was around for all that. And we're gonna replay that tonight at 10:30.
Oh.
Why don't you, you might want to move somewhere where the microphone's plugged in.
By the way, Ryan, is Dave Bliss kind of breaking his silence somewhat?
I saw that.
What was he saying?
That he made a mistake.
Oh, was this the quote, imagine your worst moment captured on tape?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? We talked about that night, and this kid, his name is Will, that plays on the team, he said, you know, he didn't feel real sorry for him because, yeah, it would...
Check this guy out.
The player?
Yeah, are you sure you're not getting taken for a ride here?
No, the guy plays. He's one of two guys left on the team. But he made a good point that, you know, he said, well, it would suck to have your worst moment captured on tape, but I'll put my worst moment on tape up against we've got to create drugs any day on a dead guy. You plugged in there, Corby?
I'm in, man.
What happens to this studio? This
what
thing always looked like it just explodes.
What happened with this is that we had to unplug one mic and run this cord on this other one closer to the TV because we thought we were going to have to carry the Kobe press conference. I was going to have to stand there with a microphone up to the television. That's how low-tech we are. But we figured out a way to actually do it.
Excellent.
What was the way we ended up going with? Do we have somebody climbing up a telephone pole right now?
No. That's your problem now. You're going to have to figure out how to do it now.
Do you think there was ever a moment with the prosecution where they actually uttered the words, is that blood? Was there someone?
I guarantee it happened.
Oh, is that blood?
You know who said it was the cop that was the first on the scene. He looked down at Kobe, the tail of his T-shirt.
Give it to me, man.
And he asked the question.
But hey,
give it to me.
Blood. And Kobe probably looked down and thought, uh-oh. Yeah.
He made this sound.
The singer of this song said it before any of them.
Is that blood? I don't hear that enough anymore.
Well, we're never going to get the God. We're never going to get the full story.
Won't we?
I don't think we will. I mean, Kobe may years from now or next week or next month give a version, but are you going to believe what he says?
What
she may give a version.
Says, yeah, I raped her, but I got off it.
You know what though? If there is a financial settlement afoot, look at what's happened with Michael Jackson though. You know, he made a financial settlement. How come everybody didn't think he was innocent all those years ago? And I'm talking about that's before these latest allegations happen. That stuff, with that kind of case, sexual assault, child molestation, always follows you around if you don't exonerate yourself completely.
Well, I think, too. These guys don't think so, though.
I disagree, because I don't think of Mike Tyson as a rapist anymore.
Well, that's the first thing I think of.
I do, too.
That's first, and if
I think of well, even, crazy boxer.
Even so, though, those guys probably want to get this over with just as soon as they possibly can.
I mean, well, I understand that.
Wouldn't you, if you were totally innocent and all this stuff's turning, wouldn't you want to say, no, I'm not going to pay you, and just go on with that?
Plus, yeah, I mean, if this case is dismissed or the charges are dropped, but there's some sort of civil lawsuit, you know what? The charges were dropped. No one's going to think any worse of the guy than they already do.
I see.
There's just something about acquittal. He was acquitted.
Well, ask OJ.
I also think there's
that.
Once again, different.
I also
and you know what? Acquittal doesn't mean not guilty either.
Yeah. See, I think there's a stigma that comes along with a financial settlement, though.
I do, too.
I think there's a whole other issue there.
All right, but is a financial settlement, you mean like, that's different from a civil suit if you lose the civil suit, because that's another...
Well, no, because you can pay someone to never sue you civilly.
I know, but let's just say the civil suit, she wins it for whatever reason.
And all of the rules of sharing evidence and all of that is totally different than a civil suit, because all they need is just a simple majority.
Preponderance of evidence. You only have to be 51% guilty. And that's what got O.J. convicted. Well, losing the settlement, his civil settlement.
Yeah.
What time is Jennifer Wells tonight?
Well, we had to bump her tonight because of the Kobe trial.
Oh, man.
Which was a shame.
What time's Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
You know what? Just when the old porn star bit was getting old, that might be the way to reinvent old 1980s WWE wrestlers.
Thunderbolt Patterson.
We don't have either one of them, unfortunately, tonight.
Well, you have a good show.
We have Jennifer Wells on.
You know who I'm working on for you right now, though? Somebody I think you'd like to hear more than Jennifer Wells.
Give me Jennifer Wells.
Would you rather hear Jennifer Wells over Al Goldstein? Because Al Goldstein is in the world.
We've had Al Goldstein
on. You know,
we don't need him.
If you have Al Goldstein on and play him that bit that Kobe did.
Or have him on and talk to him like he's Al Bernstein.
Start asking him questions about Showtime boxing.
Right. What are you talking about, Ed?
All right,
2 minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by CTX Mortgage. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story's become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words.
You're not my friend.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down.
You're not my friend.
Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us. By way of response or reply, adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go. You're on the two-minute drill. Go. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
You're not my friend, economic girly man.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
You're not my friend, but...
You're on the two-minute drill. Go. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
You're not my friend. His name is Dan. He has three dads. So proud to be taking you to your first Cleveland Browns game, Danny boy.
I'm excited. What's in the bag?
Father-son orange onesies, brown tights.
Huh. He had something going.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
You're not my friend.
You're not my friend. I want to hear from Hacksaw Doogie.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Go. Go. Go.
You're on the two-minute drill. You got the last word. Go.
You know my friend, Salad Fingers?
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the Barbecue Pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. Coming up next, the top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We are back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. We will be live from Boston's Gourmet Pizza. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
J. Wayne Stafford from the Diamond.
5-year-old, he was out in the backyard playing ball. Women come home, and he'd get the dinner table with all his dinner together. He could have three grades playing around. He had 12 hours of work to go. And he could always keep her
around. I don't want to poo-poo.
I think you're horny.
This is the ticket.